It's 8:56, 79 degrees. Time to check in on the commodity markets on this Friday morning. And we bring in Bill Mayer from Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian.
Well, what are we seeing so far on this Friday, Bill?
Well, we've got some higher markets here this morning for a change. We had a kind of a rough week here on all the commodities, corn, beans, and wheat. We're down almost a dollar on the beans at one point here for the week. But we are back up here today a little bit to start with anyhow. On December corn, we're up 7 1/4, 355 3/4. November beans are at 10.49 1/2. That's up 24 3/4 right now. And the September wheat is at 434. That's up 8 1/2. The livestock is about unchanged. We're seeing the cattle up a little bit here. Actually, the October is trading up about 65 now, and the September is up about 27. On the markets, we're seeing there was an unemployment report out here this morning, and that was higher unemployment rate than expected, and some of the outside markets have kind of reacted. We've seen the bonds drop. We've seen the dollar really not. It's about unchanged. The crude oil is up a little bit. Stock markets and the equities are up stronger, so I think that's helped a little bit too. There is a little bit of talk of the high pressure ridge moving east here from the southwestern part of the country into the Midwest more, and I think that's got the market maybe a little bit on edge after the big drop that we had earlier in the week. We did have export sales out here this morning, and the sales were pretty well as expected. A little disappointing on the corn, a little bit better on the wheat than expected. We got the USDA supply and demand report out next Tuesday. The estimates are out on that. Basically looking for some changes in the carry out, a little bit higher on corn, a little bit lower on soybeans. So with that, that's pretty much covers everything. One interesting thing, the meal futures in China were down hard last night as they had big flood problems and afraid maybe the livestock demand may be cut on that. So looking like we could close the wheat a little bit higher here.
All right, Bill, thank you very much for that report.
Thank you.
Bill Mayer joining us from Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. Let's take a look at your weather forecast here locally. Had a little bit of patchy fog this morning. That appears to have cleared off. We actually have reports of a few raindrops here falling in Champaign-Urbana this morning. A little bit of rain off to the south. Charleston-Mattoon reporting some precipitation this morning as well. A slight chance of showers and thunderstorms today with a high of 86 degrees. West winds up to 10 miles per hour, picking up a bit this afternoon. Mostly clear skies tonight, down to a low of 63 degrees. Mostly sunny skies again for the day tomorrow, the high 81. Northwest winds 5 to 10. Mostly clear tomorrow night, the low 60. Sunny skies for the day Sunday and a high of 82 degrees. And we'll have a gradual warm-up early next week as well. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana, online at willag.org. It's 9 o'clock.